And I can remember 19 and 18, I was 4 years old. That was when that bad flu epidemic went through. It killed so many people. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of us had it, but I did. And we didn't call it temperature then. We called it fever or hot. I can remember standing up by her, and she used baking soda and lard to rub on us to cool, try to cool the temperature. And I remember standing up by her and her greasing me with that. And when she'd grease this arm, times she'd get this and grease that, had just dried in. It's just like my skin was parched. Yeah, and I don't remember what, if they give us any medicine or not. I guess it was castor oil and probably a drop to a turpentine. I can't remember whether, what kind of medicine we took. There wasn't no such thing as aspirin tablets, because I know we'd have had them if they had been. And I don't know how many had that flu, but I remember her talking about taking clothes to the, what they had then, they called it wash place, and it was usually a spout with water running out of the spring, taking clothes down there and washing them, and talking about knowing how her fever, she had a lot of fever, because that it just felt like a cool breeze blowing on her all the time. And she worked for a family, Mr. Moore's, we lived on, was rent from him, and they all had it. She washed their clothes for them, but she never did get down with it. Mm-hmm.
Now, if your throat felt hot and dry, and maybe you were having trouble talking, you'd say?
My throat's tickling, and no matter, my throat's sore.
Mm-hmm. And if it tickled so, what action would you take maybe to, if your throat was tickling?
Coughing.
If somebody's throat was like that, you might say, he sounds kind of, his voice is rough.
That's what we call it, hoarse. Not at home when I was growing up, we didn't. Now, I have now. Have had it. I don't know if I have in medicine or not, but I have in household cleaners and things like that. I don't believe I've had any medicine.
Do you have anything other than God violated and cure from that you might put in a
Yeah, we had Salmon, there used to be a Salmon Save. My daddy and mother kept that all the time. And but I'll tell you what she did for stings. She dipped snuff too. And what she'd do would take snuff out of her mouth and put on that sting. Now that would draw the poison out. I guess it would have killed an insect too if you'd got done it, but that's what she done. They died.
Are there any other ways that you might?
Well, now I say they passed away. But then we just say they died, so and so died. Mm-hmm. They didn't make it.
Okay, can you think of any crude ways that people might have?
Kick the bucket. That was used a lot. So and so kicked the bucket. Well, yeah, it'd be about somebody that you liked, but that wasn't closed.